the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
See again. And Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. And Lord God, I know that your word is already blessed. Lord God, your word already has power. But Lord God, I'm going to get out of your way, God. And I'm going to ask, Lord God, that you will speak through me, Lord God. I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit, that you have your way, Lord God. Say what you want to say, how you want to say it to your people, oh God. And Lord God, let hearts be receptive. Let ears, oh God, be receptive to what you're going to speak today. And I thank you, Lord God, for my pastor, Lord God, for allowing me this opportunity, Lord God, to speak to your people. And Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in this place. Have your way in your people. Have your way in me, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It is always an honor and a privilege to stand before you and to share what I believe God has given me. And if you have your Bibles, we'll go on into the Word. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Ephesians 6, beginning at the 10th verse, all the way to verse 19. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. I'll be reading to you out of the Life Application Bible, so it may read a little different. It's not going to be King James. But yet and all, and still, it is still the word of God. Amen. Verse 10 reads, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. So stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And if I have to use a subject today, the subject is half dressed for the battle. Half dressed for the battle. Now, we all are in a spiritual battle. We all are enduring spiritual warfare in one way or another. And a lot of times, we tend to try to handle it and do things on our own for ourselves. Now, and Paul was writing to the church in Ephesians, so this word is for brothers and sisters. This word is for the believers. And I could see this morning that when I said that, I could see the message already, because we came half dressed. We came half dressed. Some didn't even come dressed at all, just naked as you want to be. This particular passage says that we should put on the whole armor of God, not just when you come to church, but you put on the whole armor of God when you get up in the morning before you even go outside your door. You should have on the whole armor of God. Now, you got some people probably don't even believe that the devil is real. But Satan is real. He don't have pitchforks. He don't have a pitchfork and horns on his head. Satan could be sitting right next to one of you. He's real. He's mad. He's mad at you. He's mad at me. Because basically, we took his place. Those of us that have chosen to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because Satan was once in heaven. He was an angel. And I'm telling you, he was awesome. I mean, he was dealing with the music ministry in heaven. You know, I think the book of Isaiah describes him as all these bagpipes, and he just had all kind of musical instruments, you know, coming from him. You know, and he is not to be played with. Satan is not to be played with, and Satan is not playing with you. Nor is he playing with me. And I'm not going to elevate Satan, but in this particular passage and with this message, I have to talk about him. See, because a lot of times, it's to let us all know that a lot of times we be fighting the wrong enemy. We be fighting the wrong enemy. All of us in here, we don't have but one enemy. We have one enemy, and his name is Satan. But we'll fight each other because we think the other person or a person or whatever has offended us or have said something in a negative way or did something we didn't like, we think that they are the enemy. But let me tell you, they are not the enemy. But the only reason that they can operate like that and do what they do is because they have dress. They don't have on all the armor. So Satan is going to use whoever he can. You know, he's a spirit. God is a spirit. So it's one or two spirits that govern everything that we do. It's either the spirit of God or the spirit of the devil. It's no in between. So if you're not operating and doing anything that the word says do, then guess what? You're operating in the spirit of the devil. We can try to compromise it. We can try to fix it. Are we perfect? No. We're going to fall short. You know, but one or two spirits, we're in a war every day fighting with those two spirits to do the right thing, to keep from doing the wrong thing. You got Satan. Let me go on and do this here. In a war, you have weapons. You have an enemy. So you have defense. Then you have the one that you're opposing on the other end, the offense. In a physical battle, there are weapons that are used to attack the enemy. The physical weapons are, you have hand grenades, you have rifles, you have machine guns, you have tanks. They put up barricades. They put up all of these things. These are physical weapons for the enemy. They have artillery. Artillery is the most important one in a physical war because this is the one that can, I think, kind of do everything at one time. You know, it can do the machine gun. It can protect. It can hide them. It could just really take out a whole wall, take out a whole camp, or take out a whole area. So when you use artillery, this is the most important one in the physical battle. You know, and the thing is, in a physical battle, it's to keep the enemy from destroying you in a physical battle. So you have people that have been in service. They've been in the Army. They've been in the Navy. They've been in the Marines. This is what they do. They fight, you know, in the Army. You know, so we, as God's children, as believers, we are in an army. We are God's soldiers. And I'm going to tell you, God don't need no coward soldiers. And some of them done already went AWOL. Because you got to be able to take it to be in the army of God. He don't need no coward soldier. He don't need no weak soldier. He needs one that's going to stand for him in the army of God. A lot of people profess to be soldiers of God. But then when the test comes, when the time comes, when the enemy starts using his weapons, and he does have spiritual weapons that he uses. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's always going to God telling them something about you. He's always going to God telling them something about me. We fall short. See that? Uh-huh. Look what they did. Look what Cynthia. I used me. Look what old Cynthia did. You know, see, she ain't fit for the kingdom of God. He's the accuser of the brethren. This is one of his weapons. He's a destroyer. He's a deceiver. He enters our mind. It's the battlefield for him. And this is what he tries to do, is to keep us from doing the will of God. He tries to deter us. We've accepted Christ, but now he's trying to deter us to make us believe that God is not who he says he is. So we go through trials, we go through tribulations, which it shouldn't be a surprise because the word of God says, think it not strange of the fiery trials that you will go through. Think it not strange, it was already coming. You know, so Satan has weapons. He uses our mind to manipulate us, to plant seeds of doubt. If you go back to the book of Genesis with Eve, it all started in the garden. When God told Adam, you could have every tree and eat off of it in this garden except for one. Lo and behold, Eve encountered the serpent, and he's father lies. So he got in her head. How many times had the enemy got in your head to make you think you know what God said, you know how it's supposed to be, you know the right thing and the right way to do it, but then Satan plants a seed of doubt. Well, you know, maybe just this one. You know, this. You know, maybe that's just me. God said, simple direction, love ye one another. Satan will plant a thought. How can you love him? How can you love her? They do this. They do that. He's planting a seed of doubt to make you think, well, God will understand. And we use, that's the excuse that we use big time, that God understands. God know my heart. Yes, he does know our heart. That's why we need to change our heart. You know, because all of us fall short from the glory of God. All of us have something that we're battling with. You know, but the thing that gets me with us as believers is that we fighting the wrong enemy because we battling with each other. You know, and it should be about when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, we should have, we were excited, we were on fire, we wanted to do everything for the kingdom. The kingdom is still existing. There are still things need to be done in the kingdom and for the kingdom of God. But we've let Satan, his demons, minister to us instead of God ministering to our minds. You know, and now what he's doing, he's called the spirit of division right in the house. And we fighting the wrong enemy. Because my Bible tells me, if I'm not mistaken, that once you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we become brothers and sisters, right? Blood connected by Jesus Christ. But then we began fighting each other, and it's so petty the way we fight over stuff. You know, the stuff that we fight over in the house is petty stuff. It could be just because of the way I dress. Minister Tay wear a wig. She, every time you see her, she just got on a different wig. You don't like me because I switch my wigs. See, I could talk about me. Every time you see her, she got on something different. Now you got a problem with me. Instead of coming to say, well, Minister Tate, why do you switch wigs like that? And you'll have the answer. But we fall out and we fight over positions. We fight over who this. We fight over that. And it really doesn't matter. And you have a lost world, people that are lost in the world. Some people are coming in this house that are lost. And they are watching us fight each other, be mean to each other, not speak to each other, roll our eyes at each other. Wall eyes up at each other, arguing with each other, all of these things, you know, because we have dressed. We have dressed. And the enemy is using it because you don't have all your armor on. You know, we lie to each other. We say we're going to do this here, and then we turn around and do something else. Not in the world, but in the house. Our words should be our bond. If you cannot fulfill it, go to the person and say, well, I know I said that I would be able to do this here, but I'm not going to be able to do that. You know, and that's how you get an understanding of the thing. You know, but instead we'll get mad and we fall out. Then we have cute people in the body of Christ. You can't be a soldier being cute because, baby, you got to get dirty. Sometimes you got to wallow on the ground. You got to go in spiritual warfare. You got to pray. You got to pray and praise till your makeup run, till your wigs come off, till your shirt tail may be hanging out. Because it ain't about how we look. Because we're in a real spiritual warfare, and the devil ain't playing with us. If you look around, you look at how the weapons being used to kill all our young men. That's a strategy of the devil. If you go back, before Jesus was born, Herod put out a hit for all the male babies to be killed in order to keep Jesus Christ from even being born. All these young men have purpose on their lives. God has something great in store for them. We don't know if they're going to be the president. We don't know if they're going to change the world. We don't know, but the enemy done got in that thing, and he's done turn them against each other with violence, and now all they want to do is they killing. And it's not the young men that's behind the gun, it's the spirit of the devil that has infiltrated their minds, you know, and he's using them to kill each other. And he's taking us out one by one, killing the purpose that God has for our lives. But we up in the church, and we worrying about who doing this. Well, she ain't did this. Well, why she got to do that? Well, why they got to do this here? We worrying about the wrong thing. It's a real warfare. We have to have on the armor of God, on our jobs, in Walmart, in our home. When you get up in the morning, you better put on everything. It's not our armor. And it's so simple. Everything that God has given us is free. We make this armor. God made it available for us. He's given it to us. All we got to do is put it on. But we won't even do that. Because first thing, in order to put on God's armor, you got to take some stuff off. You got to take some malice off. You got to take some jealousy off. You got to take some having it my way off, you know, to put on the armor of God. And the first piece it says is that it says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. So you know what? That means you can't see your enemy. Everybody in here can see each other. So why are you fighting the one you can see? That's not the enemy. Because these forces that we wrestling up against are unseen. You can't even see them. You don't know when they go attack. You don't know when they go attack or what they're going to attack with. That's why you got to always be ready. You got to be prepared because we got a God that's on our side. Hallelujah. He's on our side. And guess what? Satan can only do what God allowed him to do. If you go with me to the book of Job, Well, Satan, where have you come from? Going to and fro in the earth. I'm seeking who I can devour. He's looking for somebody that's half dressed. He's looking for somebody that ain't prayed up. He's looking for somebody that won't praise God. He's looking for somebody that's all caught up in themselves. Them the ones he looking for, that he can have a heyday with them. You got to put on the armor of God. He has strategies, you know, and he's strategic. Look how subtle he was with Eve. He told her half, well, he just lied. I ain't gonna say that. He just took what, he just told her what God told her, but just put it in a different way. Has God said? She know God said it. You could eat of every tree. Well, God said that we could eat of every tree except for this one. Well, hath God said? That's how he does. When the word of God goes forth, well, God, did you really mean that I had to do it like that way? Because he's gonna plant, as soon as you receive the word, before you get out the door, he's gonna start working on your mind if you ain't already working on it in here. And he's gonna start planting seeds of doubt. You know, but God, I know your word says this, but, you know, everything in the word of God, we need it. We need it. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against rulers and authorities. These are in the heaven. They not in heaven because they got kicked out. This is why he got kicked out. This is why he got kicked out, because he wanted to be God. And that's what he bring, a spirit of pride. He couldn't get his way. I see people in the world getting along better than I see people in the church who profess to be children of God. But people that don't know the Lord seem to get along better, seem to be more unified. They share, they talk, and everything in the world. But when we come in the house of the Lord, we so stiff-necked. We couldn't even give God praise this morning. We couldn't even give God praise. You know why? Because you brought it in here. You brought it in here. You didn't. I don't know why you came. I pray you came to praise God and lift up the name of Jesus and to hear the word. But I don't know. We have different motives. That comes from Satan too. Why are you here? I heard Pastor Ham preach a message, I think Sunday before last, I believe. You know, might have been last Sunday. Get back to God. If God sent that word, that means we done left. And that's why I said some of us done went AWOL. You know, because it got too hot. It's like it was too hard to do. So I'm going to go AWOL. I'm going to come up missing. That's why people have left the church. You know, it's not hard. You either live for God, or either you live for the devil. You know, and we just got to just make up in our minds that, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and I'm finna put some stuff down and just start doing what your word says do. You can't be straddle the fence. You can't say you love God and then want to keep doing your own thing. God, it doesn't work that way. You either for God, you either gonna live for him. I always say, if you're gonna live for God, live for God. If you're going to live for the devil, live for the devil. Don't try to live for both of them, because you ain't fooling nobody but yourself, because you sure not fooling God, because he knows. But we have to put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. And so for some of you that may not believe, or those online that may not believe that the devil is real, this is the word right here. He's real. This is why Paul is saying to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. So you can stand against the wiles of the devil. So he's real. And we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers. You know, mighty power. He's powerful. Adam gave Satan that. When they messed up in the Garden of Eden, He's the prince of the air. He has power to make some things happen in the earth realm. He has power to do some things, but he can only do what God allows him to do. And thanks be unto God for that, you know. But God allows that, allows him to mess with us or whatever he does in order to bring us closer, you know, to him. You know, so if things are going on, you know, maybe, well, Lord, I just need to get closer to you. You know, Lord, I need to pray more. Lord, I need to get in your word. I need to, Lord, just tighten up in this area. I need to tighten up in this area. But see, if you don't know the word of God and what it says, then you're going to live any kind of way. You're going to live any kind of way, and you're not going to be in the will of God. And a lot of times things will happen, you know, and will be unto me if it does happen. I pray that we all will come to ourselves and get in the will of God. You know, so because when trials come, a lot of times things happen, and if you're not in the will of God, you know, and not speaking it, and something happens to you and you don't make it, then hell is real too. And see, a lot of times the church, we don't talk about hell. We talk about how good God is. We talk about how great God is, and he is, how merciful God is, and he is. You know, but there's a wrath of God. Y'all think God don't get tired of us with this mess up in his house? He gets tired too. There's a wrath of God. And let us just keep on doing all this foolish stuff up in the house of God and see what happens. I believe he's going to start weeding out. Have an Ananias and Sapphira spirit to start coming through. And it's not, I hope you're uncomfortable. I hope you're uncomfortable. Maybe it shake us back that we need to stop it. It's about kingdom. It is so much to be done for the kingdom of God. You have people out there, souls need to be saved. Instead of us out there witnessing, and I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna get to the armor. You know, there are people, you know, that feel like God don't love them because they went AWOL. These people have been in the church. Some of these people have accepted Christ, but life happened, and they went AWOL, and they don't know how to come back. We are representatives of Jesus Christ. It is our duty and our job to represent Jesus Christ to them, and let them know that, baby, I know life got hard. You turned to the wrong source. Instead of turning to Jesus, you turned to alcohol. Instead of turning to the word, you turned to drugs. Instead of turning to the word, you turned to that man. Instead of turning to the word, you turned to that woman. Or you turned gay. Or you don't know who you are. You just all mixed up. I don't know what to do. Because I know that I've done so much wrong. I know God can't love me. We ought to be representatives to represent Jesus Christ, who loves all, wish that none would be lost. We are so far off. People are dying. People need to be saved. Souls need to be saved. People are hurting. They want to come in here, but they see us. We in the way. We're the reason they not coming. Because we up in here today and we put on false faces, we put on masks, you know, not the ones for COVID, the other masks. We have on masks pretending to be something that we're not. Worrying about our coming here with our own agendas, our mind made up, highs, well, I'm just going and I'm not going to praise God. That's witchcraft. You using witchcraft. Because you bringing in a spirit, you're holding down the service. You don't want nothing to go forth because you done brought this spirit up in here where nothing can get up off the ground. But I come to serve notice that every devil is a liar. That God will be praised. I'm going to praise him no matter what. I'm going to praise him through it. Through it all, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him the glory because he deserves it. Yeah, he done took a ride in here on somebody. Believe that. He done took a ride, but I serve him notice you already defeated. You already defeated, and God has given all of us the victory. In the name of Jesus. But anyway, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. You know, we have to stand on the truth of God's word. This is the only way that we're going to make it. You know, and God's word is true. The devil and his angels, well, Satan got kicked out. But see, he's so low down and dirty, he took a third of the angels with him. See, because that's because he's a coward. He ain't going to do nothing by himself. He's going to always get somebody to go with him. Y'all know anybody like that? Anytime you finna plot and scheme, I don't care. It could be people that don't even get along with each other. But when you finna plot and scheme, y'all going to come together then. That ain't in the world. That's in the church. Y'all come together. And y'all don't like each other, but y'all will come together to go against somebody else. That's the spirit of the devil. That's not right. Ask the Lord to help y'all with that. And so you have to put on the belt of truth, you know, and then you put on the breastplate of righteousness that guards your heart. And when you ask, well, how can Satan get to my heart? Because it's your mind he played with. And if he can get you to start believing that God is not who he says he is, or that God won't do what he says he would do, then you'll start believing it. And it's going to come to your mind, because this is where God communicates with us, in our mind. And so he tries to counteract and dismiss anything the word of God says anyway. You know, so when it hits your mind, and he could plant a seed of doubt in your mind, and then you start believing it, it's going to move to your heart. And then you're going to start believing in your heart. Have you ever heard the saying, I just believe that with all my heart? That means you believe it, ain't nothing nobody can tell you different. Because that's what you believe. But it all starts with a thought. You know, this is why we should fill our mind with the word of God. And then it moves to our heart. And then we'll be able to live it and walk it out. And walk out the word and live the word of what God has given us. So it protects us. The breastplate of righteousness, you know, protects us. And it's God's righteousness, not ours. Yeah. Then my Bible say, the body armor of God's righteousness. So that means you can't protect yourself. You can't do nothing in your own strength. We have to have all of this on with God, with God's strength. And a lot of times we'll try to handle it ourselves. I'm guilty of it too. I tried to handle stuff myself. And then when I failed here and failed there, then I turned to God. But I'm learning. I have learned. I'm learning, and I'm still learning that go to God first with it. If you go to him first, because you're going to get in there and mess it up and make it a whole lot worse than it was in the first place. You know, so we can't do anything without God's strength. You know, and God is with us. His word tells us, I never leave you or forsake you, even when you're going through, even when you're being attacked, you know, even when things are going on in your life that you don't understand why they're coming, more than likely it's a spiritual attack. You know, that Satan has come and he's buffering you now, and he's picking on you now. And one thing about it, he can't be everywhere at the same time. See, this is why he took a third of the angels, because they can. And the thing about them is they operate in rank. I say, Lord, if we your children will ever get like that army. Because we the children of God, we the army, God tell us to go left, we going to go right. Are we going to question, well, why I got to go that way? Or what's over there? What I supposed to do? Who I'm going to see? Satan say, go to Cynthia and yada, 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 yada. No questions asked. We the only ones, and I pray that we be like that. When God say move, we move without questioning him. You wonder why it appears that Satan gets so much accomplished. They obey their commander-in-chief in their army. We don't obey our commander-in-chief in our army. God is our commander-in-chief. We don't obey him. That's why he allows Satan and allows him to bring this stuff. Now, I'm going to bring them back to me one way or the other. I'm going to let them feel it. Because it don't feel good, do it. But he's got us while we in it. He's got us. But we wouldn't have to go through a lot of things if we just obey his word. All right. So, for shoes, you got to put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. And I think we've already covered that as representatives, you know, of the gospel of Christ. You got to put on the shoes of peace, you know, to spread the good news, to share the good news. How are we doing in that area of telling others about the goodness of Jesus, or telling them that Jesus loves you? When we come on our way to church, we pass by somebody, we passing by the church, trying to get to the church. You know, we'll pass by them, you know, instead of just saying, you know, brother or sister, God loves you. You ain't got to preach to them. Just tell them God loves them. That may be all they need to hear. We look for the big things. God, I don't know, we just think God just requires, well, he does require a lot from us, but we use excuses. That's what they are, Lord, thank you. We use excuses as why we don't do certain things. Well, I don't know what they would have said. I ain't finna stop, he just wasn't looking right. She just wasn't looking right. I know the times we're living in, it takes wisdom. I mean, but you know, everybody, you know, you probably weren't looking right to him either, or her. You know, but we pass by people, you know, that a lot of times all we could do, you know, just share a word, just, you know, God loves you, my brother, how you doing? You know, because see, you know, I've learned, I see it. You know, we get saved and we come up in the house of God. Baby, you can't tell us nothing. But we get puffed up. We get arrogant. We become all of that. And that's why we can pass by them, because it's like they nobodies. And woe be unto us. Because all you got to do is just go back to yesterday and see where you was and where God brought you from to turn your nose up at somebody. Yeah, we saved, but we ain't arrived. It's still some mess in us. Well, I talk about me. I know I got some messed up from the flow up. I always say, you touch the right button, there's some stuff gonna come up out of me. And you going to think I ain't godly, or either belong to God. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We sit up in here and act like we all of that. That's why ain't nobody getting saved. Because we act like we all of that, and we ain't right. Because Jesus loves everybody. And we got to remember where he brought us from. Because we ain't always been, wherever you are in God, we ain't always been there. And we still got a long ways to go. Share the word. Share the gospel. Let them know, you know, God loves you. Be a representative. Like I said, you don't have to preach them a sermon, you know, but you just let them know, hey, how you doing? Sometimes all people need is for you to speak to them. Because you think they ain't watching? Think they don't know? Oh, she go to church every Sunday. Then in Walmart, she don't never speak. Every time I see her, she don't never speak. But she, I watch New Zion online. I ain't never stepped foot in that church, but I watch them online. That's that lady right there. That's that man right there. They be doing all that shouting, throwing their hands up. I can't believe they just walk by me like they ain't even see me. That's how we act, because we've gotten arrogant, and we think we all of that. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Them going to be the very ones that God is ushering in even now. And they going to show us how to praise God. They're going to show us how to reverence God, because these people been beat down. They done been through it all. They done been ostracized, criticized, stepped on, walked on, and everything. And when they discover and find out that God still loves me and God is doing something for me and bringing me out of this, they're going to come up in here, and I'm telling you, they're going to show us up. They're going to show us up. And I'm telling you, he's ushering them in even now. He's ushering them in. Keep acting like you all that. There's going to be some going to come up in here, and then you're going to get mad at them. And they're going to be able to look at you and say, uh-uh, because you fake. You ain't even real. They're going to be able to recognize, because they've been through it all. They done been with the fake, with the, and they gonna know what's real. They gonna know who's real. So that's why I'm saying, keep coming up in here perpetrating, acting like you love God and can't love your brother or sister. The Bible say the truth ain't in you, a liar, and the truth not in you. And so that's another thing. Satan is the father of lies. So that's who you acting like, your devil. So we should check our behavior, check our attitude. Don't check mine. I'm going to check mine. I'm going to check my behavior. You check your attitude. You check your behavior. And see where you fall. And then I'm going to check mine and see where I fall. I don't need to be checking yours. You don't need to be checking mine. So for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news. The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, so that we will be fully prepared. And in addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith. This is our hope. This is what keeps us holding on. When the trials come, when we go through things, the shield of faith, our faith in God, our faith, our hope, our trust in a God, in his word that says that he'll never leave us or forsake us. I got you. You know, I know you're going through this, but I'm with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm going to bring you through it. I'm going to bring you out of it. You know, and it takes faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You can't see faith either. We accepted Jesus Christ by faith. I can't see Jesus, but I know that he lives within me. I represent him. I can't see him, but I know that he is, that he exists. So this is our hope, you know, and it helps us, the shield of faith. It protects us from the fiery arrows of the devil. So my hope in Christ and my love for Christ and my faith in Christ, if Stacy say, you know what, Minister Tate? You just makes me sick. I'm like, oh, my faith, because I got it up, it's done shield me from what he said hurting me. But I'm a counteracting and say, well, God bless you, my brother. That's what the shield of faith does. It protects you from them fiery darts that won't penetrate when everything happens or somebody say something, just knock you out. That you can't take nothing. It chills it. When the enemy comes at you and throws a dart, it's going to bounce off. That should be included in our prayer. Lord, just protect me from the fiery darts. Because they're going to come. I want to let all of you know that everybody that's in here is going to encounter attacks and spiritual warfare from the devil. Everybody in here, don't think that it's not, you know, where he ain't going to mess. Yeah, the only way he ain't going to mess with you, if you already belong to him. That's the only way. But if you're a child of God and a believer, you're going to encounter an attack or go through spiritual warfare, because his goal is to have all of us, you know, go AWOL on God. You know, but we can't do that. You know, we have to put on the whole armor of God. You know, and you got to, don't be half-dressed. Don't be half-dressed. Because we be half-dressed. I've been half-dressed. We be half-dressed. This word says put on the whole armor. We put on some of it. I may have on the gospel of the shoes of peace, but then I might not have my faith shield on. And so I'm out there trying to tell somebody about the goodness of God, and because I ain't got my shoes of peace on to spread the good news, and them demons will tear me up out there. You got to have on all the armor. You can't, when you half dress, it's just going to be successful. When you got on all the armor, don't be half dressed. You won't be easy to get offended when you're fully clothed, because you'll be done took off all the other stuff. See, remember David, when he was going up against Goliath, Saul put all that stuff up. I think it was made of metal. It looked like it was metal. All this heavy stuff on him. You know, and it was too much. David was a little person. How you gonna fight like this? Weighed down with all that. But that's how we trying to do today, weighed down with all this spiritual stuff that we got on. We weighed down with malice. We weighed down with jealousy. We weighed down with this ain't going my way or that's not going my way. Finances and sicknesses and all of these things. We weighed down with all of these things. And you can't fight like that. You got to take some stuff off. And when you take it off, give it to God. He's the one that can handle it. You take it off. Put them children in God's hands. Put them husbands in God's hands. Put them wives in God's hands. Put them finances in God's hands. Put it in God's hands. Whoever you got a problem with, or you think you got a problem with, because you ain't got a problem with them. It's the enemy. You don't have a problem with them. I'm going to speak that. Nobody has a problem with nobody. It's just the enemy. Done got in that thing trying to divide us, you know. But now we know today, don't we, who it is. I know that Stacey, I'm picking on you, Stacey. I know Stacey ain't my enemy. It's the devil that's my enemy. Now, can the devil use Stacey? Yes. The devil can use me and anybody in here. And sometimes he uses us and we don't even know he using us. That's why you got to learn. I ain't telling y'all to do, you know, uplift Satan or do that, but you better learn who your enemy is. You can't fight Satan and you don't know how he gonna come. We know what God would do, but you better know what the enemy would do, how he'll come at you. Learn the strategies of the enemy. Learn of him. Learn about him. You can't fight your opponent if you don't know nothing about him. Because he has strategies. Find out what the strategies is. And then when they appear, you be like, oh, I know who that. That's you, Satan, right there. Because he's so subtle, he'll come looking just like he God. And if you don't know him or if you don't have discernment, you will be fooled. You will be fooled. The scripture says that if it were possible, that the very elect would be fooled. Because he comes as an angel of light. So I'm saying, we got him pictured like he this ugly person. And he could be male or female, baby, beautiful, handsome, looking good, three-piece suit, decked down in the women in a suit, Bible tote, scripture quote, devil. Because you think he don't know the word? Yes, he know the word. He just can't live the word. But he knows the word. So we got to have on our shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. And then we have to put on salvation as our helmet. You know, so salvation, you got to be confident. And you got to know that you know that you know that you're saved. You know, because Satan, like I say, infiltrates the mind. And we can fall short in areas. And the devil will get in there and start playing with our mind and tell us, see, because you did that there, you ain't saved. You know, but the word of God said that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who love the Lord. You know, and so Satan comes to condemn us because none of us are a finished product. We've accepted Christ. None of us are perfect, you know, but we should all be striving every day to be more and more and more like Jesus Christ. You know, so we have to do some things and take off some things, you know, so you got to know that you're saved. So put on the helmet of salvation, you know, and you have to wear this knowing with all confidence, you know, in the God that saved you, that I'm saved. You know, that I'm saved. Yeah, I went to the left, but I'm saved. I got on my helmet of salvation. Don't take it off because you slipped. Okay? Just get back up. Just man falls seven times, but he gets back up again. And then it says that take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And this is the most successful artillery for the body of Christ, is the word of God. Because you can even go back to the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. He didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to go where he was going. And then the Holy Spirit led him to be tempted by the devil. You know, so Jesus even went through it, you know, but he didn't fight him. He used the word of God. It's written, I think it was Michael. It was one of them angels. They didn't even mess with Satan. No, but they just say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan got power. But then Satan has a right to certain areas. He's the prince of the air. You know, and a lot of time we blame God and stuff for things that Satan did, car wrecks, all of these things. All these things are happening because the forces, powers, prince of the air. You know, God, you know why God, you did it. No, he didn't. God get blamed for a lot of things that he didn't do. It's those powers at work, you know, the power of darkness. And you got the kingdom of light. You got the kingdom of darkness. And they are at war with each other. So if you have a kingdom of light in you, you are at war with the kingdom of darkness. Because he's the opposing force and the enemy that's trying to come up against you in any way he can. You know, so it's a fight. It's a fight. You know, so you got to stand and stay alert and persistent in your prayers. Don't just pray for yourself. Because this says, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So more, that lets us know that more than us in this room is going through spiritual warfare. Anybody that's a child of God all over the world is going through spiritual warfare. We have families, we have friends, we have people that we don't even know, but they're still in the family of God. We should pray. We have missionaries on the field. You know, we have people going to these countries and stuff. We have to pray for everybody. You know, prayer, the word of God, is our artillery to knock Satan out. That's what Jesus used. He used nothing but the word of God. Satan say, well, you know, you the son of God. He knows Jesus was hungry after fasting that long. See, that's how he come. Jesus had been fasting 40 days. Here comes Satan. Of course, you fast 40 days, you ain't had nothing to eat. You hungry. Guess what he tempted him with? If you the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. To put his mind on food. You see how subtle it is? After he fasted, then he turned these, you know, but Jesus, he just said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this is how we have to attack Satan and fight him, is with the word of God. But if you don't know the word of God, you're going to lose because you can't fight him. Because hooping and hollering at him ain't going to do nothing. But you got to use the word. You got to use the word to fight him and to come out victorious. Amen, amen, amen. So God has given us resources, you know, in this spiritual battle as our defense to defend ourselves against the attacks of the devil. And as always, he gives us a choice. You don't ever have to put none of this armor on if you choose not to. But I want to be victorious. You know, we win. But then when the attacks come, it's things that we have to do. If I have my arm on and has done as God said do by putting it on, then guess what? I know that God's going to do the rest. So we have to do our part. You know, so we fighting a real enemy. We don't have but one enemy. That is the devil. You know, so we have to acknowledge that we are in a warfare. Accept our God-given authority that he's given us as representatives, you know, to represent him in a world that's dying, in a world that's in darkness, in a world that's lost, you know. And then lastly, we aim the artillery, you know, at the enemy, which is the word of God. And that I'm going to stop right there because that's all he's given me. Don't be half-dressed for the battle. If you half-dressed, see, you can put the armor on before you go out these doors. So if you came in half-dressed, put the armor on before you go out that door. Because you don't know what you're going to encounter. Of course, when the word goes forth, Satan comes immediately, you know, to try to steal that word. You know, and so now I offer Christ. There may be someone that, you know, don't know him in the pardon of your sins. You want to be saved. You want to get in the army of God. You want to become a soldier, you know, in the army of the Lord. Maybe you're in the army of the devil right now, you know, and you want to switch sides. You know, I offer Jesus to you if you want to come, knowing that we haven't been walking as we should. We can come. Rededication. You can come. Just bring it to Jesus. If you need to repent, bring it to Jesus. He loves you. We have a God that'll fight for us. He never lost a battle, but he's also given us some armor to put on, to withstand the battles that come our way.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again. We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons.